You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts.
Fans, everybody from Philadelphia, 76ers, the beat.
Hello, Lauren Rosen. Let's get started today on this Sixers Twitter Spaces coming off. A big game, to say the least, for Joel Embiid. A career-high tying 50 points for Joel in the Wednesday night game for the Sixers against the Orlando Magic. A home game in Philadelphia. They improved to 26-18 with a 123-110 win over the Magic. I'm Matt Murphy, joined by Lauren Rosen. We do these after Sixers wins. We want to hear from you. Click on our profile pictures, our icons, avatars, whatever you want to call it, at the top of this Twitter space. Send us a DM with a question, comment, thought about the game, the season, the team, anything you want to talk about. We're happy to do so. Lauren, for everyone on the East Coast, good morning to them. Good morning to you. So impressive. We have to spend a lot of time on Joel Embiid because he played 27 minutes and 3 seconds. And had 50 points and 12 rebounds.
Absolutely. We witnessed history last night, Matt Murphy. What's going on, everybody? Good morning. Welcome in to another edition of Twitter Spaces. If you join late, if you leave early, this will be available on our 76ers Insiders podcast feed. You can follow that feed right now while you're listening. You don't even have to stop listening to make sure that you're always getting the content. We're going to have more there than just these Twitter Spaces as well. So that's the 76ers Insiders feed. And without further ado, we've got to jump into Joel Embiid's historic evening last night. Matt, I had the pleasure, we don't always get to do this, but last night I had the pleasure of sitting next to you during the game. And I think that it was really cool, midway through the third, I want to say, towards the end of the third, that you and I sort of looked at each other and we were like, okay, this is historic. We're watching something that's truly unreal, one of the greats. And we're going to dive into quotes for sure, but Joel last night, or I guess I'll allude to one early, but Tyrese Maxey said after the game that prior to the game, he asked Joel if he was going to be Shaq or Dirk last night. And Joel said, I'm just going to be Joel. And I think that's a really good way to describe what we were able to see and what happened next. Matt, you said it, 50 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and 3 blocks in just 27 minutes. 50 points in 27 minutes. We'll get to why that's historic in a minute as well. 17 for 23 from the field, 15 for 17 from the free throw line, and you know he wanted that 16th one. It would have made his career high 51 points. Joel talked about it after the game. He said that he put a little too much pressure on that last free throw, and then, of course, went to the bench with around even 50 points. Matt, what were your, I don't want to say emotions, but what were your immediate feelings watching Joel Embiid and what he was able to do last night?
It was breathtaking, I would say. At the end of that answer, that Joel gave about playing on whether he was going to be Dirk or Kobe or MJ, whoever, he ended it by saying, "I was okay tonight." And that's sort of, I mean, Joel kind of, even when he makes a joke, he delivers it like that. And it was just an incredible performance. I mean, you gave the numbers. We'll get to some of the other stuff in the box score. But largely the box score is Joel Embiid from the game against the Magic. You gave the shooting totals. His free throw numbers were more than the Magic as a team. They were 12 of 16 from the line. Joel with the 15 of 17. And yeah, he gets to 50. And he has the second free throw for 51. And he doesn't make it. He goes out. We know he's a soccer fan. And it's sort of like a soccer send-off. He's such a showman. It's a privilege to watch him, cover him, be in the building. Definitely wanted to set a new career high from what it looked like. But another 50-point game in a double-double effort for Joel. The first time he said he wanted to stop at 50. And they put him back in the game so that he could get to 50 and get out. And he immediately looked to score or get to the line. He hits the mark and he scores 50 of the Sixers' 123 in the game. How about the first and third quarters? You talk about us taking the game in and looking at each other in the third. He scored 20 plus in the first. Well, he scored 20 in the first, 23 in the third, the bulk of his scoring. He really just took over, got anything he wanted, and it never even felt like he broke a sweat. I mean, obviously he's a big guy, he works hard, but it came so effortlessly to him, as it so often does. And to do it in 27 minutes of gameplay was phenomenal. It was effortless, and the first and third quarters were incredible.
Yeah, I say this with complete seriousness. Last night's 50-point performance from Joel Embiid was light work for the man. Like you said, 27 minutes. Shout out to StatMuse. That's an account we draw on often on Twitter. But StatMuse says that the most minutes per game in any NBA game, there's a list of 9 players. They include Wilt Chamberlain, Klay Thompson, James Harden, Kobe Bryant. Sorry, I lost my spot. Malone, Kobe again, Gervin, and Joel Embiid. 1.85 points per minute in an NBA game. That's a historic number. It matches Karl Malone's 61 points in 33 minutes. But Matt, I mean, come on. I don't know what else we can say about what Joel was able to do last night, because I don't really know what else we can say about what Joel was able to do last night. You guys are in here in high numbers. I'm watching how many people are coming and going, but the DM numbers are a little bit lower this morning. And maybe it's because there's only one topic to talk about, but I still want to hear what you guys have to say. So if you don't mind, hit my face in this chat. Send me a DM. Tell me what the most impressive thing you saw from Joel was last night, what Joel means to you in your life right now. It seems like he means a lot to a lot of folks. You can send a message to me or to Matt. Ask us about Joel. Tell us your thoughts. It doesn't even have to be a question. We just want to hear your thoughts. I say this at the top of every show, but imagine that you're listening to a podcast. At the beginning of the podcast, you're hoping that the hosts are going to talk about something specific, something you're passionate about. This is your chance to just make that happen. So speak that into existence in our DMs. Let us know what you want to talk about when it comes to Joel, his teammates, and beyond. We would really appreciate your thoughts and feedback, because we do this for you. Matt, let's keep talking about Joel.
Yeah, this is an easy one. When we say send us a question or a comment with a direct message, clicking on our avatars, just send us a Joel comment for now. I mean, most of you, I'm sure, watch the game or at the very least the highlights. You can stay with us here on Twitter Spaces and sort of minimize it. Listen, you can go to the @Sixers feed, look around, refresh on what happened last night. The 50-point game for Joel Embiid as the Sixers on the season improve to 26-18. But if you want to just send us a thought about Joel Embiid, please do by sending us.
I have a shining example, Matt, from Mustafa.
I do too. I have an example. It's from Magic Johnson, who tweeted this late last night. Quote, the NBA should be talking more about Embiid in MVP conversations, period. So it could be as simple as that. You could send us a thought,
Magic,
like Magic Johnson tweeted.
No doubt. Mustafa says, not a question, just here to say I love Joel Embiid. This can be just sort of like an I love Joel Embiid focus group, support group, a bunch of people that have something in common. Jordan says, can we rename the team to the Philadelphia Joel Embiids? I don't think it has the same ring to it as the 10-9-8-76ers. I'm a big fan of the 76ers team name, but this is the enthusiasm that we're looking for, Matt.
Yeah, we just got a question from B, who says, can you describe the atmosphere in the building? Had goosebumps watching it on a screen, especially when it erupted after his sidestep three. And I was going to bring that up to you, Lauren. That was probably around the time you're talking about where we recognized really what was going on. He's had so many great games, but we knew in the third that this was near the top, if not at the top. And his only three of the game, he only took four. He was getting everything, I don't even want to say easy, because it's not like he camped out and dunked everything. He's been hitting so many elbow jump shots, fadeaway jump shots. His skills are just incredible. We know this, but his only three of the game came in the final minute of the third quarter. And it was a sort of a step back, straightaway three that he had missed a couple and just missed a couple threes earlier in the game. That was like the shot for me. It's like you're going to add three to this scoring total. That was one of the moments of the game in the building.
Yeah, I was going to cite that moment as well. So shout out to B, a.k.a. Patty Mills Goat. We appreciate you tuning in from far, far away. Yes, I can describe the atmosphere in the building. It was loud. People were in awe. Matt, at one point, you and I were talking about when Joel came back in, and everyone in the building had at that point gotten up to speed about the fact that he was so close to hitting a new career high or tying his career high, and everybody pulled out their phones. And I don't love that. Personally, we're getting into my personal ideology. I prefer people to sort of like, I love just witnessing things, and I wish that we could all be more present in life in general in 2022. But I think when everybody in the building pulls out their phone and starts recording something, you know that it's a moment. Like, that is an indicator in 2022 of when something is important and something is wild and something is historic. Everybody pulled out their phone on that first possession when he came back in with the opportunity to tie or go ahead of his career high. And It was cool to watch everybody sort of realize something, realize what they were witnessing collectively. There was a feeling of community surrounded around Joel and what he was doing out there. And yeah, of course, that sidestep three, you and I looked at each other, and my personal reaction, I just shook my head because I just was sort of in disbelief, but in total belief at the same time. Like, when you know that someone can do something, but it continues to impress and surprise and floor you, that's where I was. I was just shaking my head in awe.
I disagree with you on the phone thing, for what it's worth.
That's okay. I mean, I get it as like something that it marks a moment in time, and it's an indicator that something important and cool is going on. So it was cool to see, but I also do feel in general that as a society, we could have a little bit more fun together, being a little bit more present together. But again, that's not what we're here to talk about.
If you pull the phone up, just make sure you're watching it with your eyes in the building if you want.
Yes, correct.
You can then you have the keepsake on your phone. It's the best of both worlds. And it was cool to look around because we were on the far side, behind the far basket. So you could kind of just see the entire place pointed the other way with number 21 at the line. And I mean, just to remind everyone, according to the Elias Sports Bureau, 27 minutes and 3 seconds, fewest minutes played in a 50-point, 10-rebound game in the shot clock era, which is 1954-55. Basically, I mean, NBA history, like doing that in 27 minutes of play. And we were sort of denied a Joel Embiid crowd moment in him not getting to 50 on a jumper and instead being fouled and going to the line. But that gave everyone a moment to collect themselves and film it or whatever they want to do and just kind of feel it. But if he got it on a jump shot or anything else on a made bucket, he would have done either the let me hear ya or the run over to the sideline type thing. So we didn't see that, but it was awesome nonetheless.
What a night.
Hey, it's Joe Conklin. Join me for Conklin's Comedy Night at Parks Casino, the number one casino in Pennsylvania and the official local casino partner of your Philadelphia 76ers. Tune in to 76ers games for special Parks Casino offers for fans. Watch all the action on the big screens in the Liberty Bell Gastro Pub or the Beer Garden. And come see me live with comedians from all across the country in 360 at Parks Casino. Visit ParksCasino.com for tickets. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I appreciate everybody answering the call to interact and engage and let us know what you're thinking. So I want to read through just a few of them, Matt, because it appears that everybody is on the same page. Chuck from West Philly said, the process from Cameroon is clearly the best big in the league. I was at home and screaming at the top of my lungs, hashtag play the Sixers song. Orlando says, I feel like he's been a terrific player lately, and with his career high 50 points, he's going to do that again. He is unstoppable. He is an inspiration to many people. That last part, something that we don't talk about enough when it comes to Joel, because he's a little bit more soft-spoken, he's a little bit more private, but when we talk about the journey of this man's life, it truly, truly is incredible. Mustafa says, and we can talk more about that for sure if that's something you guys are interested in. Mustafa says, I wake up at nights just to watch Joel, parentheses, and a little bit Tyrese. I would love to hear where you're watching from. Something we've learned in these Twitter spaces is obviously we love being able to connect with our Philadelphia and greater Philadelphia community on a daily basis here in Philly, where Matt and I are both based. But it's become very clear that folks that tune into Twitter spaces are often from Europe. We have a lot of Furcon fans that are in here. We have fans from Africa that are in here. Someone from Nairobi last time. Someone from Cameroon a few times ago. And then a ton of people from Australia tune into these. Lots of folks from Perth. So shout out to everybody that's doing this internationally. Feels like a good time to say, if you guys prefer a specific time, we don't want you to have to wake up in the middle of the night to watch Joel and to listen to us. So that's always feedback that we're looking for. Let us know where you're listening from. Matt, what do you think about any of those that I just read out?
I think that today is a double vote day for the NBA All-Star game.
Yes.
So you can vote for Joel. You can continue voting for Joel to make his fifth straight NBA All-Star game, which is going to be played in Cleveland. You can vote online at NBA.com, in the NBA app. You can also do it right here on Twitter. So this is the description I'm seeing. Tweet, retweet, or reply with a hashtag of a 76ers player's first and last name. For example, hashtag Joel Embiid, or their Twitter handle, at Joel Embiid, along with this hashtag, hashtag NBA All-Star. Each tweet may include only one player's name or handle. Fans may vote for up to 10 players per day. So make sure you keep supporting Joel as we talk about him by voting for him to be in the NBA All-Star game.
Or just retweet the Sixers last tweet.
Retweet, yep. There you go.
Matt,
I gave all that other stuff. It's a lot easier. Just retweet the last tweet.
Yeah, they all count the same. I'm going to do it right now. Again, you don't have to leave a space. You don't have to stop talking on a space to go and retweet to vote for Joel Embiid. The votes count as two today. Shout out to our social team for turning around some really cool content, waking us up on a high note. Matt, I wanted to turn into one more DM because this is Jordan, who's answered multiple questions since we started. And so I need to give shouts to Jordan. Jordan said, just seeing Joel Embiid hit a sidestep three like it's nothing feels illegal to watch. Last night I was working on finishing a presentation and Joel was so good that I dropped it just to watch his greatness. I think a lot of people probably did. And then Jordan adds, I was watching at 1 a.m. from Manchester, England, internally screaming from my bedroom, trying not to wake up my entire house when Joel hit that sidestep three. That's the analysis that we need. Jordan, thank you so much for listening. Thank you to listening from Manchester. I've never been to Manchester. I'm dying to go to Europe. We haven't been able to travel in so long. But shout out to you for staying up, for fighting the good fight, cheering for the home team from far away.
This is so awesome to hear, and that is awesome to hear. Joel is a transcendent talent. I'm so happy that wherever you are in the world, however you took in the game, that we were all able to witness this performance. He's the heartbeat of the franchise, the 50-point game, the Sixers win. They're at home a bunch in the next couple weeks. Last night was the continuation of 7 of 8. At home, So we're going to get to see Joel Embiid a lot in person. We can touch on the box score a little bit more. Keep the questions, comments, Embiid stuff coming by clicking on our avatars and sending us a DM, myself or Lauren or both of us. Tweet to us, whatever you want to do. We usually touch on the box score a little bit. We can talk about some quotes because, Lauren, there's more quotes that came out of post-game that I definitely want to get to. The other players for the Sixers, Tobias had 21 and Tyrese Maxey had 14. George Niang had 10 off the bench in the win. And this all relates to Joel Embiid because his passing has been great for much of the year. And I thought his passing was really good. He scores 23 in the third quarter, but he always makes the right plays. And Doc Rivers talked about this afterwards too. We can include that in our conversation. But in the third quarter, I thought he was really doing a nice job of finding his teammates as well. And that sounds weird to say in a quarter where one of his two 20-plus point quarters, but he found Furkan Korkmaz with a really nice pass. And he also gave one to Tobias Harris, who finished with a nice and one. They were doubling most of the time. Anytime they didn't, Joel took the likes of Robin Lopez or made a shot over him. But he wasn't camped out on the block. He was scoring from everywhere, and when it called for a pass, he was passing the ball, and he had a couple nice ones in the third.
Yeah, let's talk about, I'm going to fuse everything you just said there and go in a certain direction. I hope you'll all come with me. Let's talk about what Doc Rivers said post-game, and this is a sentiment that Joel's teammates have expressed, but Doc, I think, says it with the most authority. He said that before the season, he and Joel talked about leadership and how Joel was going to do a better job of being a vocal leader and B, getting his teammates involved. Joel then talked about it as well. He comes off of an evening where he scored 50, 12, 2, 1, 3 in 27 minutes and credits his teammates. Joel has really become a vocal and inspiring leader for this group. And like you said, it's showing up on the floor. He's not a good stats, bad team guy. He's a good stats, good team guy. He comes out there, he goes 50 and 12 and makes sure that he gets his teammates involved, makes sure that his teammates are involved enough and hot enough that he only has to play those 27 minutes. Keep in mind, the Sixers went into halftime down in this game. They came out of halftime on a tear. They all got involved. They did it together such that Joel was able to sit very shortly after the team was down. If you had told Joel at halftime that he was going to be able to sit most of the fourth quarter, I'm sure Joel would have believed you. I'm not sure everybody would have believed you just because of how distinct that turnaround was. So let's shout out a few of those teammates that Joel did such a good job of getting involved in a little bit more depth. You mentioned Tobias Harris, 21 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, plus 19. Tobias shot 8 for 13 from the field, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Super efficient night for Tobias Harris in his 35 minutes. Tyrese Maxey, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Tyrese, 6 for 10 from the field, 2 for 3 from 3. If you ask Joel, he probably wants Tyrese to shoot more than 3 threes on a given night, but 2 for 3, obviously a great way to do it. You mentioned George Niang, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. George, of course, turns and talks a little bit after each of both of his three-pointers.
Really?
To whoever's behind him. I can't believe it. It's hard to believe George talking to the crowd. And Andre Drummond, let's shout out Andre Drummond, holding it down with Joel off the floor. 9 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Drummond, 4 for 8. From the field. And then Furkan Korkmaz, 8 points, 6 rebounds, a team high 5 assists. So a few little baby stats. If you guys follow me, you know that I like to do this, but I like to sort of dive a little deeper into the stat sheet, not as deep as true statisticians are able to, but I like to dive a little deeper into the stat sheet after every win while we're waiting for media to start. And Matt, if you want to dive into any of these that I'm about to read, you let me know which one, but I wanted to make sure that we went over a few extra things beyond Joel's performance. We talked about the shooting efficiency from Harris and Maxey, but Seth Curry, 8 rebounds. Furkan Korkmaz, 5 assists, and Furkan does that in 23 minutes. Furkan also plus 15, I think, is worth noting. The bench up and down a little bit last night, but Furkan did a really good job in his 23 minutes, 3 for 5 from the field. And then the third quarter score I also wanted to look at, 47-23 Sixers. That was the quarter that made all the difference and sealed it for good.
I want to touch on that third quarter because when Joel's going well, it's good for everybody involved. It really opens things up. That's a season high for a quarter for the Sixers with 47 points in the third. You said it, they trailed at halftime. They actually trailed by 10 points at halftime. The Sixers, in large part due to Joel Embiid, score 76 points in the second half. Joel, his second 20-plus point quarter was the third quarter with 23. You ran through the Sixers stats. Plenty of underrated things there. Good things happen when Joel draws so much attention. Even Isaiah Joe's lone three was the result of Joel and the defense just having to scramble around Joel Embiid. And the shooters know that, and they're ready to go. Isaiah Joe in the third, I thought if you can find that play where Isaiah hits the three, it was all to do with Joel Embiid. And I actually talked to Isaiah yesterday morning at shootaround, asked him about Embiid, asked him about this video that's going around of Joel side-by-side comparison. Well, not side-by-side, but one video showing different moves he's doing compared to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. And Isaiah said, it's legendary. The things that he does on the court, nobody else in the league can do that. He's going to go down in history as one of the best of all time. And against the Magic, a few hours later, Joel posts a 50-12 three-block line on 17 of 23 shooting, made 15 of 17 free throws in 27 minutes, an efficient 50-piece in 27 minutes of play. And he really opened things up for his teammates, especially in the third quarter. One of those teammates was Tyrese Maxey, getting loose for three. And Lauren, I don't know if you even heard this yet, but the radio postgame. So players get picked for different postgame interviews. And Joel was, of course, going to speak on TV after his 50-point game. Tyrese was chosen for radio to speak with the radio voice of the Sixers, Tom McGinnis, on the 76ers radio network. And they go over to the scorer's table, put the headset on, and Tyrese was talking to Joel, and we kind of saw it in person, but Tyrese actually pulled Joel over, and Joel put the radio headset on, said hello to Tom. Tom congratulated him on the performance, and that was it. And then Tyrese was interviewed. But it was so funny because Tyrese wasn't talking right away, and Tom was about to start the interview, and Tyrese said, Joel had like 80 points tonight. Don't you want to talk to him? And Tom was saying he's doing TV, and Tyrese was like, no, I'll get him. And he starts screaming Joel's name. He's like, Joel, 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 come over here. And Joel eventually, like 2 minutes later, comes over and puts the headset on. And it's Tom saying congratulations on the 50-point game. And Joel's like, thank you very much, and gives the headset back to Tyrese.
Unbelievable. The two of them, their relationship, their chemistry, their big brother, little brother relationship that we've been watching this season, maybe one of my favorite plot lines. We talk about this a lot, but I love to watch sort of the interpersonal dynamics out there on the court. And the way that Joel has really taken Tyrese under his wing, I think, has been really special. And of course, we talked about a few weeks ago, Joel and Tyrese doing media together. Joel telling Tyrese that Tyrese was trash and challenging Tyrese to be better, to shoot more threes. Then, of course, Tyrese comes out the next game and makes a career high 5 threes on 8 attempts. And then, of course, Tyrese has a couple weeks away due to health and safety protocols, but comes back looking strong, and Joel being so supportive. Joel, of course, knows what it was like to take time off due to those health and safety protocols. And now watching the two of them succeed together, watching Joel sort of congratulate and promote Tyrese. I mean, it sounds silly, but even just on Instagram, the way that Joel is giving shout outs to Tyrese, and then the way that Tyrese is taking his moment with Tom to share it with Joel, that's been something really special to watch, and I think will continue to unfold in a special way. Matt, I want to shout out a couple more people in my DMs, because we started having the international conversation, and our world just got a little bigger. This one's from Carol. Carol says, hey, Lauren, it's Carol from Nairobi. I'm listening. This time is great for me because it's close to 5 p.m. now. I missed watching the game live, darn it, and watched the highlights of Joel's career night. He's the big beast of the East and all of the NBA, actually, period. That is what I like to hear. It doesn't matter where you're living right now, what part of the world you're in, or what time of day it is. It's very clear who the beast of the East and the beast of the NBA is. It's Joel Embiid. And then a second one, Matt, that I wanted to read. This one's from Mohammed, who says, hello, my Philly family. I live in Nigeria, and due to the variation in time zone, I stay up till midnight to watch every Philadelphia basketball game. It shows how much I love this franchise. Yes, that is clear. About Joel, we're experiencing so much greatness and he's only going to get better because he doesn't stop putting in work. I occasionally feel bad for opponents having to guard Joel. Mohammed, thank you for listening from Nigeria. We love to hear it. And yeah, I mean, it's really, really, that's sort of something. When I interviewed Matisse Thybulle courtside after the Houston game, and Matisse said what Mohammed said. He said, I feel bad for opponents that have to play against Joel Embiid. Matisse said, it's so much easier to be Joel Embiid's teammate than to not be Joel Embiid's teammate. And it sounds so simple, but Mohammed and Matisse agree. It is really hard to prepare for Joel Embiid. That's another thing that Matisse said. Matisse said, I can't imagine what goes on in their film sessions when they try to decide what to do with Joel. And we haven't talked about Mo Bamba yet. Congratulations, of course, to Mo Bamba on a career high night last night, but ultimately was not able to stop Joel Embiid in any way. So point made by Matisse, point seconded by Mohammed. Thank you for listening from so far away. We appreciate you. And really interesting to talk about what it must be like to play against Joel.
And Joel, in his caption on Instagram, I think he said he cooked me too about Mo Bamba. But yeah. We know that they have a good friendly relationship, but it's one that Joel is always trying to get the better of Mo and not let him win the night. And even on a career night for Mo with 32 points, Joel goes and gets 50. Quick standings update as we record this on the 20th of January, the day after the win over the Magic. The Sixers are the fifth seed in the East at 26-18, 2.5 games back. So the Bucks are fourth, half game up on the Sixers. The Nets are 28-16 in third. And then the Heat and Bulls are tied atop the Eastern Conference standings right now. But when you said Beast of the East, that's what I thought about. Roger checks in with me and said, I would like to see an in-depth documentary covering his life in Cameroon, his Cameroonian fans, French being his first language, etc. Kind of ties into how Joel and the Sixers have fans everywhere, but Joel being from Cameroon. Last night, the Magic game was the first time that he's been introduced, at least as far as I've heard, and I'm like 99.9% sure it's the first time he was introduced as from Cameroon rather than from Kansas, where he played college ball.
Yeah, it was a shift, definitely. I wanted to address that, though. You asked about wanting to see an in-depth documentary, and of course, we don't have the full in-depth story of Joel Embiid biopic or anything like that quite yet. But I will say, last year, shout out to our amazing digital video team. If you go to the Sixers YouTube page, or even if you just search Here They Come, go to YouTube, search Here They Come, The Process Inside the Mind of Joel Embiid, you get a lot of background that maybe you haven't gotten in the past about Joel. It's 13 minutes long. It's a really, really good watch. Again, I wish that we could drop this in the chat. But what I can do is I can reply to the Sixers tweet about this space with that video, because I think those of you that are looking for more about Joel, looking for more of his backstory, will really enjoy that. That was, of course, made last year during the run-up to his first potential MVP campaign. Obviously, he finished second in MVP voting last season, but I'm going to go ahead and drop that link. That is something Matt and I are going to start wrapping up. That is something that we would certainly encourage you guys to watch. So if you go to the Sixers page and you go to their second most recent tweet about this space, I just commented with that link. So go check that out. And you will definitely enjoy it. Sorry, Matt. I just figured if the people ask and we can produce, we got to do it.
Yeah, perfect.
Shout out to Angie, a Dominican in here. See, that's awesome. We're having so many international folks today. Thank you guys for letting us know. It warms my heart to hear how many people are listening from all over. Sorry, Matt. That was my two-part tangent. You can go back to where you were.
Thank you for sharing the video. No, that's great. I think people should spend the day wherever you are consuming Joel Embiid content. There's not a better time to do it than right now after this 50-point game, the second 50-point game of his career. He ties a career high with 50 on the nose. It was a fantastic game. And if you want to get your final thoughts in the last few minutes here, click on our photos at the top, myself or Lauren or both. Send us a DM, send us a tweet. Let us know what you thought about the game, what you want us to close by talking about, and we will get to it. Lauren, I think I touched on the quotes I wanted to. Definitely wanted to tell that story about Tyrese and Joel post-game, because if you saw the photos on at Sixers with them near each other and the headsets involved, that was the situation, is that Tyrese pulled his teammate Joel into the post-game radio interview with Tom McGinnis, and it was very funny stuff. We did touch on it, I believe, at the beginning, but Tyrese said that he was a fan last night, and it was amazing to watch. Mm-hmm. Joel, I was messing with him before the game, asking who he was going to be. I think this quote bears repeating. Who he was going to be tonight, Shaq, Dirk. And he was like, I'm going to be Joel. I was like, okay, you're going to be Joel then. And that's what he did. He was Joel Embiid in the win.
It was unbelievable. And then Joel, I asked Joel about that quote from Tyrese. He confirmed that that interaction did in fact happen. And Joel went on to say that he feels he's at the point where on any given night, he can be Dirk. In any given moment, he can be Shaq. He can be MJ. He mentioned Kobe. But he's growing his own identity as one of the greats. And it was cool to hear him reflect on where he is. But I will say, I also asked what it's like to be mentioned. And he's not the only one that puts himself in that category. Joel, of course, holding himself to a high standard, to the standard of the greats. But everybody is talking about the way he's playing right now. The videos are everywhere of him reproducing things that Dirk, that MJ, that have been able to do, that Kobe has been able to do, and what Shaq has been able to do. And those highlights remind me of what Tobias Harris said after the last Orlando game. Tobias said that Joel is a guard in a 7-footer's body. Is that what he said? He's a guard in a 7-footer's body. He's able to do things that nobody else is able to do. And I've absolutely been, it's just been so amazing to watch. D. Gorman agrees. I've been a Sixers fan since I saw Wilt as a child. Joel has earned my spot on Mount Rushmore with Wilt, Dr. J, and AI. Hashtag 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Sixers. That might be my favorite DM of the day.
I love it. I'm sorting through some messages, and there's a few things I want to touch on. First of all, Joanne asks if we can record these Twitter spaces, make them available some more hours after. Middle afternoon is fine most of the time for me in France, but I assume that for some people it's a bit more complicated around the world and it would help. So yes, follow wherever you listen to podcasts, follow 76ers Insiders. And you can listen to these on demand. So appreciate the support. What else do we got here? Love seeing Joel Embiid succeed and show the world what Sixers fans were already aware of. That's from MWK. And then Mike D asked about Charlie Brown. And if I can just wrap up with that. Charlie Brown, first career Sixers start last night. The St. Joe's product, the Philadelphia native. He made his first Sixers three-pointer in the game, and the one play I'll highlight is he had a nice block in the first quarter that led to Joel getting out on the break, and we saw more of that last night, Lauren. Joel Embiid on the break, especially early, he was bringing it up so much. He could have had more than 20 points in the first quarter, at times just inbounding the ball straight to him, even after an Orlando basket, and he cleared out against Robin Lopez late in the first quarter, but Charlie Brown had a nice defensive play that led to one of Joel's and ones in the 50-point outing. So it was cool to see Charlie be introduced as a starter in front of the home crowd.
Yeah, and people, of course, embracing him, the hometown kid, with open arms. As we wrap up, I just want to shout out a few DMs that we didn't get to. Angie DM'd us, Brendan, Uncle Craig, Orlando, MWK, BLSG, and Ani. I'm sorry that we didn't get to those today, but I'm going to save them and maybe we can refer to them next time. Matt, any closing thoughts from you? This one has been a pleasure. Another worldly Twitter spaces. Love doing whatever you guys want to do during this time. It's been awesome to develop a relationship with you guys as an audience. Thank you so much. Every time you tune in, it brings a smile to my face. Matt, closing thoughts?
Yeah, thanks for listening. And of course, throughout the season, this week and beyond, there's going to be plenty of Joel Embiid content. And like I said, what a time for you to consume it. But also, when I say Charlie Brown Jr.'s name, keep an eye out. Wrote about the Bluecoats and their number of call-ups this year. Wrote about Charlie Brown being the most recent Bluecoats success story. Be on the lookout as soon as today for that. Just profiling the Delaware Bluecoats, the Sixers G League affiliate that In a crazy season, their players have been earning NBA call-ups, and some of them with the Sixers, like Charlie Brown Jr., so keep an eye out for that.
Matt, I'll keep an eye out, and I hope everybody that's listening will keep an eye out as well. Guys, as always, thank you for joining us on Twitter Spaces. We do this after every Sixers win. We will hope to be back with you in just a couple of days. In the meantime, if you want to hear anything specific on the next session, click my name, click Matt's name, send us your DMs, send us your thoughts. We do this for you guys. We love doing this as well. If you joined late, or I mean, if you left early, you're not here right now, but if you joined late or didn't catch everything, this episode will be on the 76ers Insider feed, wherever you get your podcasts. So make sure you're following the 76ers Insiders podcast for Twitter Spaces content, but for more as well as the season continues. Also make sure you're following the Big Niang Theory with George Niang. He interviews his teammates and he's super talented, and those are super great, great, great conversations that I've really, really enjoyed. So anyway, please go ahead and follow those two podcasts. We love you. We appreciate you, Matt Murphy. Let's do this again soon.
Yes, Lauren, thank you so much. And thanks to everyone who listens to these. We really enjoyed doing them. Can't wait to do it again after another Sixers win. Thanks, everyone.
Talk to you next time.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.